Episode 3013, The Choice is Yours.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to think about your body, how great it is. Now, you may look in the mirror and you may say, Christiane, it's not that great. Well, guess what? The choice is yours. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. If you want to join our community, it's up and running. We've just opened it up recently. You can go on over to createyournow.mn.co, and that's mightynetworks.co. So, you know, life is just kind of crazy, isn't it? I don't know about you. I'm still getting over this crud, and it's driving me crazy because I was getting better, and all of a sudden, I'm like going back downhill again. There again, it's just sitting in my throat, and I'm sounding better, but actually, I'm just getting tired, and it's like this roller coaster. When we look at our bodies, and especially as a woman, right, because I'm a woman, and we have the ups and downs. I've had five children. That's stress, okay? I nursed all five of them. So that's 2 years worth of work on my body for each of them. I was nursing or pregnant for 10 years of my life. Talk about a roller coaster ride. Yeah, it was all over the place, up and down weight, whether I've got kids hanging off of me, you name it, right? It happened. And then I'm supposed to have normal hormones. I don't think so. But at the same time, we also have to look at our bodies and say, wow, they're absolutely incredible. And sometimes we take it for granted until we hit a brick wall. And sometimes that brick wall is something as easy as just maybe asthma because it's spring and spring has sprung. Or maybe it's more so that, seasonal cold. Maybe you catch the flu. But that doesn't always do the trick for you. The brick wall is a little more serious. One that has a question mark added as, how are you going to come out of this? My friend, I don't want you to get to that point. So whether it's gaining muscle or losing weight, whatever your goals are for your body, for your reflection, achieving the body of your dreams is entirely possible through dedication and determination. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. The choice is yours. You know, it can be so overwhelming to make decisions about what to do with your body. Every day we are bombarded with advertisements, opinions, and social media messages about the right way, right? The right way here. This is the best way, the right way to take care of ourselves. However, it's essential to remember that what's best for someone else, well, may not be best for you. In reality, the choice is yours. So with that in mind, how do you decide what's right for your body? Well, you can rely on people who you don't know yet earn your trust through social media outlets. You know what I'm talking about. How many Instagram reels have you watched and they've caught you with the advertisements of this will do the trick. This is all you have to do. And in 15 seconds, you're like, press buy. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that, right? Raise your hand. Or maybe it's TikTok and you see befores and afters and you're like, oh, I know that can be me. I got this. Now you can try and do what worked in the past, hoping for the best. But you and I both know, well, if you've had children, for sure, it's really hard to go backwards. It just is. Or maybe you can go out on a limb and subscribe to all the success stories and hope yours will be one of them. Now, there are probably about another 300 different things to consider. So many different things to do. But the most important one is focusing on you, your needs. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Focus on your needs, not anybody else's. There is a lot to learn when it comes to the body. If you have ever studied the human body, it is hard not to look at it and see how intricate and amazing our bodies are. I mean, there's thousands upon thousands of books, and you can sit here and read all of them. But sometimes you need to go the extra mile. And that is not just having the knowledge, but how to put it to use. So you have to be direct about what you are in search of in order to keep the focus on your needs. Because believe it or not, when people have written all these books, and they're great books, there's great information in them, they're still writing it to a particular audience, and that particular audience may not be you. And really, in the entire book, you may have a paragraph or two that applies to you. And it's hard because we have so much information coming at us. Did you ever watch Lucille Ball's, I Love Lucy. Oh my goodness, I'm dating myself. What just popped up in my head, and I had no idea I was going to even say this, but I remember it's probably because we're talking about health, so I'm totally going to throw this off the ledge here because it's not going to be anything healthy. But I Love Lucy, go look it up. It's probably on YouTube. When she's at the chocolate fountain, her and her best friend, and they go and they're trying to put these chocolates and package them. And pretty soon the belt is moving so fast that they can't keep up. So what do? They just start stuffing it in their mouths. Oh, it sounds delicious at first, right? You're thinking, I could eat all the chocolate in the world. It would be wonderful. But in reality, well, they got sick, I'm sure. And they didn't show that part on the funny comedic show. But it was one of those things where I'm thinking, sometimes we focus so much about what we think we have to have. We need to have all of this in the book that really you may only need that one paragraph, that one piece of chocolate to satisfy what you need for your health and well-being. It'd be nice to think that you could have all the chocolates in the world and you could eat everything and everything would work for you. But sometimes we have to find just the one thing. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to get distracted and start looking for everyone else's needs. You're going to forget why you started reading the books. You're going to forget why you're like, gosh, I really wanted to do something. And now what is my topic here? What am I really supposed to be focused on? So what does it look like to focus on your needs? Well, let's start with first, research your options. Take time to research your options. There are countless diets, exercise routines, and wellness trends out there. And it's essential to understand what each of them involves, the potential benefits and drawbacks, and how they impact your lifestyle. Right? Think about this. Keto, paleo, vegan. Already you're like, ooh, I kind of know those. Those are buzzwords. But are those diets right for you? Even though they're popular, are they right for you? And what does each of them involve? They're all a type of food philosophy, how to eat a certain way. Well, is this something that you can sustain over the long term? Because if you're one who says, well, I like meat, but my meat I like is red meat. Well, believe it or not, on keto, you can have meat, but they don't want you to have all red meat. So that might pose a little bit of a problem. Because you might be thinking, yes, I can eat all the beef I want. Now, I'm a beef girl. I love my beef. But is that right for your body? You've got to determine what foods you like. What will fit into your lifestyle? And what does it mean to be healthy for you? Your determination of healthy, your definition may be totally different than mine. In fact, I know it is. And for some people, they would love to have my body. And I'm thinking, no, I still have a lot of work to do. And I do. We're getting there. But it's a slow process. So once when you research your options, then you've got to understand your body. It's important to understand your body type, your age, and your health history before making any significant changes. What works for a young athlete may not be practical for a middle-aged working parent. At the same time, what works for your best friend may not work for you. So get a consultation from a physician, a nutritionist, a dietitian, somebody that you would say is an expert. Yeah, you can go to a coach, right? You could have a consultant, but the idea is get somebody's outside perspective. Why? Why, you ask? Well, because they are not emotionally invested in the situation where you see your reflection. They are there to help facilitate what you need to do based on your health as defined by studies, research, their own experiences with other patients or clients. They're not just going to be looking at their own body saying, man, you are a mess. And for us as individuals, when we look at ourselves, we sit here and attach not just emotions, but feelings, and it becomes very complicated. And so sometimes that means we can't see the trees through the forest. That one tree that we're looking for, wait. That one piece of chocolate that we want, right? Lucille Ball wanted them all. Things were moving so fast. She's like, I gotta have it all. I gotta do it. But if you rush through it, if you try to do everything, I'm going to tell you, you're almost guaranteed. Notice how I said that. You're almost guaranteed to fail. Why? Because your body isn't everybody's body. And not everybody works well with everything that's out there. You have to find what works for you. And when you work with someone who has an expert insight, they can actually bring in that outside perspective that you so desperately need. I even work with outside people. I've hired them. I work with my physician. It's important for them to be a part of what I'm doing. Now, who makes the final decision? I do. You do. Right? They can give you their opinion, their professional opinion, but ultimately you know your body best and it is your decision because it is your body. So always keep that in mind. I know there are some things for me that I just will draw the line. I'm saying, nope, this is not an option for me. I'm not doing it. And they're like, really? Nope. It might be, you know, working for other people, but it is not going to work for me because it crosses the line of what I need to do for my body. So you have got to look at what you need and what fits with you because ultimately you are the decision maker. And then once when you research your options, you understand your body, choose something that you enjoy. I know, shocker, huh? Just because a diet or exercise routine is popular doesn't mean that it's the best choice. Your body is the most important thing and should assist you in achieving your goals. That means choose a diet or an exercise routine that you enjoy. If you are going to get up every morning and you dread running, why are you punishing your body? You're not going to want to do it. Now, you might be able to do it for a week or two, maybe, especially if you have other people doing it with you, because you'll have that guilt factor over your head. But you don't need that in your life. Accountability, yes, but not guilt. That leads down another whole rabbit hole. Yes. And we don't want to go down there. It's not good. It's not good for your mental well-being. And it's not good for your physical health either. So when you choose something that works well with you every day, it increases the chances of what? Sticking to it. You know those post-it notes? Why are post-it notes so great? Because they're right there where you need them, when you need them. And you can move them around. It works for you, not against you. It's a reminder that's like right there. If you're picking a diet or exercise routine, it's like a post-it note. It's going to work for you. It's right there because you know you want to do it. You look forward to it. It's not punishment. And it becomes now a part of your everyday, hence you creating a lifestyle to create your now. So do something you love doing every day. And finally, after all of that, whew, I know there's a lot. Decide and make a plan. Nothing happens until you make a decision, right? It's your body. It's your decision. And after you've researched and found something that works for you, make that plan and prepare accordingly. Create small goals, which will make it easier for you to keep track of your progress. No one else should have to keep track of it. You should want to be on top of it, that you're encouraging yourself by saying, yeah, I really want to know what this looks like. For some, it's staying off the scale. For others, you got to get on the scale every day. Or it might be a little bit in between. Maybe once a week you get on the scale. But you've got to do what works for you. There's not a right or wrong. There's just a better, specific for you. And remember this, you don't have to achieve your target in a hurry. Rome wasn't built in a day. So make the decision and commit to it. Consistency is key. Ultimately, my friend, the choice of what you do with your body is yours. Don't be afraid to explore your options. Don't be afraid to experiment. Don't be afraid to adjust along the way. Listen to what your body says and what works for you, and you'll find the best plan for yourself. I promise you, you will. But you got to be patient. Sometimes it takes a little while. And as we age, our body changes. And so remember, change is a constant. So if we are changing, that means what we did 20 years ago probably doesn't mean we can do the same now. We might be able to do something similar, but not exactly. So don't beat yourself up. Don't feel like a failure. Just know that you're experimenting and you're going to tweak it along the way. Trust yourself and your journey. Go out, my friend, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.